This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, we had the other highlight before of him scoring, and then he dunked the football and then gets penalized for it.
That
to me is just, sadly, it's like another sign of the immaturity of him, because the reason he did that was because he was dared.
Well, wasn't he? He was paying homage.
Yeah, he was paying homage to Calvin Johnson. And I guess I thought I heard a story that Amon-Ra St. Brown said, "You can't dunk it." So he goes, "Yes, I can," and then goes and does it. In the grand scheme of things, it just moved the extra point back further. And Jake Bates has this, right? But it's just another one of those things where it shows immaturity and that you need to grow from.
I don't put that on his record personally, but
no, it's not on there. It's just interesting that it's kind of ironic when you hear a highlight of the guy.
Let's go to Dre in Detroit. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Dre.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing today?
We're good, thank you.
Let's be realistic right now. We cannot trade J-Mo. First of all, we don't know what the legal matters are going to play out to be. And second of all, if we try to trade him now, the lawyers of other teams are going to say, yo, this dude's going to have to be going back and forth to court. He's going to be probably missing games and missing times in practice. We don't want that, especially if they're trying to, you know, contend for a championship.
I will give you your time, Dre. I don't even imagine it'll get this far, but when Dan Campbell meets with the media, and I think he does today, if one of the beat reporters just says, what are the odds you're trading Jameson Williams? It's almost like take a bullet for the rest of us so we can hear the head coach say that's not happening, and probably get upset with the reporter for even suggesting it, because I just can't even imagine that this is really in play.
It shouldn't even be talked about. We still got to replace a defensive edge. We still have to replace Aiden Hutchinson, and the trade deadline is next week. Now, That's one thing. But back to J-Mo. My father used to say, I play baseball. Three strikes, you're out. Now, we need to put J-Mo on a zero-tolerance policy, and we'll call the gambling issue a foul ball since they rescinded the rule and everything. Now, you got this time right now, because he has proven to be one of the most explosive receivers on this team, if not in the NFL, and he still has time to improve and show us what he's really capable of. Now, from this point on, you have to fly straight. You have to adopt St. Brown as your big brother. You have to stay out of trouble, and you have to do this until your rookie contract. We don't pick it up, and at that final year, if you've proven to be a valuable asset to the team, hey, we give you the $150 million contract. You play out the rest of your career in Detroit. Otherwise, we use you as icing on the cake, as trade bait to somewhere else.
Thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797. Dave is next on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Dave.
Hello. How are you guys this morning?
All right, Dave.
Okay.
Good. I just got a little bit of a different take, comparison, if you will. Back in the day when Miggy was screwing up like it was his job, I wanted the Tigers to get rid of him. They didn't. They stuck with him. He corrected his behavior. He rehabbed and went on to have some of his best seasons, and we were the better for it. And at 23 years old, I just don't think it's time to give up on this guy.
I think there's all kinds.
I'm 40 years older than him, and multiple times a week, I ask myself, what the hell were you thinking?
Yeah.
About any given thing.
Yep.
So, he's 23. He's a man child, but he's young.
And he's got so much to lose.
I know.
And
I definitely wouldn't extend him. You know, there's got to be a limit to these things at some point. But
well, Would you, okay, when they have to make a decision, if they, when they have to make a decision, and I really believe this is the first real decision point is in the spring, whether or not they pick up the fifth year of his contract. I don't think they're deciding whether or not to trade him right now, but do you pick up the extension the fifth year, or do you say go prove it and then we'll see?
I would be in the go prove it crowd.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I can kind of understand that. And then we'll reward you. 248-539-9797.
You get rewarded. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the real question. Of course you're going to let this play out for the rest of the year. And then at the end of the season, when there's the offseason, I think I want to say it's sometime in like early May or something like that, is when the Lions have to decide, do we pick up his fifth-year option? Because he's going to be on this team next year, or you know, he's contractually obligated for a fourth year with the Lions. Do you let him play it out and become a free agent at the end of the year, or do you pick up that fifth-year option and, hey, we can still negotiate an extension depending on how that following year goes?
Right now, if it's me, the fifth year depends on the next 5 months. It depends on the next 5 months. And I could be tipped either direction. It's based on a lot, which includes, even if he doesn't mess up, it's seeing a commitment to not messing up.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards just giving the fifth-year option. It's I think he's so explosive on the field that I think you can help him through the stuff off the field to make better decisions. But let it play out, Doug. Mm-hmm. As everybody says, we all say it. It's, you know, I tend to agree with you with a lot. We'll know more in the next 4 months. Or the Lions will move. Maybe.
Yeah, there's a lot of circumstances where waiting for more information or belief that what we've seen is going to change is why let it play out makes some sense. And I'm waiting.
In the meantime, get your CPL.
Right. How's that? Well, like, I don't think at this point, though,
he should have it already. Yeah, well, this happened October 8th. Anyway, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, but at this point, I don't think anyone's going to say extend him. You know, I think we've already passed that exit, right? Now it's, do we pick up the fifth-year option? Because the Lions have thrown out early extensions. J-Mo ain't getting one. He's going to have to play this thing out to the end of the year, and I think the next step is, do you pick up the fifth year?
The thing about the fifth year is the cap hit goes from 4.76 to 5.55.
So the extension saves you money if you're able to work things out.
The
right?
Picking up the extension is probably going to save you money long-term.
But does anyone feel good about working an extension with him right now? No. Well,
work an extension or give him the fifth year?
No, that's two different things. Extension.
Yeah, I know they are. Extension, no, I don't feel good about
no
it.
No one
because
does. That's what I'm saying.
If you're going to give a guy an extension, you're talking, the extension ends up being a big old contract that he hasn't earned.
My apologies. The next year, he's already under contract. That's not part of the fifth year. That's where
that's what I'm saying.
That's fourth
that's
year.
My,
yeah.
That's my bad.
The Lions have him for next year, people. The question is, do they pick him up for the following year?
Which is a decision. When you're rookie contract, that fifth year is one that a team gets to decide and for first-round picks, and they will decide on J-Mo this spring. 248-539-9797. Mike is in Plymouth and next. Hello, Mike.
Hi, thanks for the time, guys.
Sure.
So I look at this from two perspectives. First of all, professionally, there is zero theory by which you trade this guy. That would be, and it's in the words of one caller, you don't trade him because you don't need him. He's a luxury. Sit down, get your life figured out. We'll keep on winning ball games. Okay, you've got him right where you want him. Okay, now, excuse me, you want him on the field, but his actions are the ones that are taking him away from being able to play. I also look at it from a fan's perspective. Here's why fans are angry. Number one, for the first time, in the words of Bill Belichick, we have an offense that no one is going to stop, and it's because for the first time, we not only have luxuries like him on the field, but we have other players where in the past we've had luxurious players, but it didn't mean anything because you couldn't rush the ball. You'd turn it over three times. Now we've got it all, but we also have a guy that's continuing in pattern-like fashion to make decisions that take him off the field. Here's the other reason why fans are mad. There is zero theory by which you or I or anybody could get pulled over. And I want to – my thing with J-Mo is this. I'm not worried about consequences, this or that, okay? Here's where I want to know. Where is his head? When you get pulled over and allegedly continually say, I play for the Detroit Lions, bro, that's where your head is at? He doesn't think he needs to know rules, regulations, or law. He thinks that that's what's necessary. So, I mean, nobody else could get pulled over for any reason and say, I work for GM, bro. I work for Ford, bro. That's why people are, I work for Walmart. That's why fans are mad. I'm not mad at him, right? I'm not mad at him. He's not mine to be mad at. Professionally, you would fire a GM if you traded him. You don't need him. You don't need him. That's why you don't trade him. You got a luxury.
Thank you, Mike. I work for Citgo.
You would absolutely say that if you thought it helped your chances of not getting arrested. That's why people don't say I work at GM or Citgo or wherever. This is your favorite athlete, celebrity, politician, whoever, are going to use and say things to get them off. That's just life. And I'm not saying it's right. And I'm not saying I love that. And that's not a good look. But
it's not a good look.
But that's what people do.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah. If it helps, I work at Sam's Club.
If it helps.